I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Approximately 11.7 million adults in the U.S. are living with COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Dr. Charlie Strange is here to talk about the diagnosis and treatment of this lung disease. Dr. Strange is a professor of pulmonary and critical care medicine at MUSC. Dr. Strange, tell us about COPD.
COPD is our most common lung disease. It's a disease of the aging lung. It's a disease of the airways in which the air can't get in and out quite fast enough. It's pretty common. It's about 10% of the population here in South Carolina. And traditionally, we thought this was all due to cigarette smoking, but now we know about 25% or a quarter of the population that has COPD has another cause that's not smoking related.
Who's at increased risk of developing this condition?
Well, our risk factors for COPD include dirty air environments. And so we see this in professions that have extra particles. So these would be the people that work along our roadways or with inhaled fumes or toxins in our environment. And we think that sometimes the lung doesn't develop as well, even in childhood, to get to normal lung function. And then we have problems with our airways later in life.
Dr. Strange, is it normal to develop some shortness of breath just because someone is in the older adult years? Or is this a symptom that could be a red flag for COPD or something else that needs to be checked out by your physician?
So the most common symptom associated with COPD is shortness of breath with exercise. And it is true that normative aging, if you get up to 85 or 90 and have to start climbing stairs all the time, you can get a little bit of shortness of breath. But the normal person at age 50, 60, 70 should not be short of breath when you climb a flight of stairs unless you have heart or lung disease. And so we think you should see a doctor. We think you should get our test for COPD if that happens.
And how is this condition diagnosed?
COPD is diagnosed with a test called spirometry, and this is a test where we take the biggest breath we can and blow it out very forcefully into a machine that measures how much air we have in our lungs and how fast it comes out through our airways. Most doctors have a spirometer in their offices these days. Not all of them use it as often as they should, but if you're short of breath and tell your doctor, they should do a spirometry.
And when it comes to early diagnosis of COPD, why is that so important?
Well, like most diagnoses, the earlier we diagnose it, the more we can do. We have about 30 medicines for COPD that are out and FDA approved. Many of these are inhalers that are similarly used to treat asthma and other lung diseases, but we have increasing numbers of COPD medicines and more stuff in the pipeline all the time. So the earlier the diagnosis, the more we can help you. And if we wait until we're on oxygen, then we have more limitations.
What additional lifestyle routines are important for people living with this lung condition?
It's all about the clean air of smoking cessation or even considering changing jobs if that's the reason that you're having dirty air. Good physical exercise, particularly of the legs, and taking the medications to keep you from having exacerbations or flares of your disease.
Dr. Strange, thanks for this information about COPD.
You're welcome, Bobby.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.